way this should be allowed. Liz.
Hey, I need to know, people, if you can hear me and a very loud flautist. Do you hear us? Me and the flautist? Okay. Well, today was fucked because I ended up having to go somewhere with a friend to do a favor, and it's fucked. But the good news is that I have very bad lighting for my ugly face. Oh. I'm getting a delay like you wouldn't believe. Archer Radio finally figured out how to help me. Yeah, I'm at Sharon's house. She's under me. People are so goddamn dumb. That's something I sure didn't fucking miss. Okay, am I recording? Yes. Active 1 minute. So I only need to do a few more minutes at Pogrom. Do you like my shepherd's hat? Lesbians in the Andes at the highest levels where they no longer have any sort of tundras because of the global warming. They wear these when they're starving to death from lack of vegetation. It's true. Isn't it pretty? Looks like a giant penis. Do I look like a dickhead to you? Listen. Fuck yourself. Okay, there was something I wanted to play. This 5-hour delay is really annoying, but I must say thank you to the Archer Radio who taught me how to do this finally. Archer Radio, I take back everything bad I've ever said about you. Excuse me. Do you hear an... Excuse me. I take back everything I've ever said that's bad about you, except for mostly. Oh, God. This I can't do. Where's this fucking thing I wanted to play for you assholes? God, why do I bother? Ballsack?
Francis de Hautoy will settle his property on Francoise. You shall sign a deed of partnership with Zekhard in 2 days. I shall not be married for...
At that time, I was still a soldier. Physically and mentally, I had the polish of 6 years of service. So that in the beginning, this circle must have looked
on me as
quite a stranger.
Okay, whoever guesses what this is, it gets a prize.
In common with my army comrades, I had forgotten such phrases as...
Guess.
That will not go, or that is not possible, or we ought not to take such a risk. It is too...
Andy, listen. First of all, I'm sorry. Second of all, you took too long. Thirdly, there was a misunderstanding because when you said, Andy says, by the way, for those of you who can't read the check because they're stupid, I am pissed at you, Madge. I worked all afternoon on your program and you posted your own, you whore. Well, you see, first of all, it took you forever because you had to eat constantly. Sex cuntly, Andy. When you asked me, you were having a problem, a technological problem, and I about how to convert the file, and I converted it, I somehow assumed that you were sort of giving this now back to me, since it was obvious that I knew how to do it by this point. So, and then I waited an hour after that, I still didn't get nothing, and then you send me this thing that says, oh, we're sharing files on this new Web.0 bullshit that somebody's making money off of and flying JetBlue everywhere. Or not JetBlue, whatever that expensive one is. I didn't know you were going to put added value on there. Did you put added value on besides the beginning? I mean, because I can always post it on Yeast 2 in like 6 months. Middle and end. Well, Andy, the thing is that you're very fat and you snooze, you lose. Sorry, I appreciate your help, though, truly. And I very much enjoyed watching you be obese, jumping on the trampoline. I did, I have this little IPOC, and I've been putting it on here in public places when I'm blue, and I watch you be fat, which is, as my friend Larry the Opera Queen says, an aggressive act. Merely being fat is an act of aggression. Let's see. Would you agree, audience? Andy, call me on that other Skype. Well, you know what it is. But let me show how fat you are first. I'm on that other Skype because I'm... You know what? Wait a second. Hold on. Andy, don't. I'm going to switch to the Madge Weinstein account. You can fuck yourself. It doesn't matter. Hold on. And Chris, maybe you can call in too. I haven't talked to you in a coon's age, even though that's racist. I heard your state of Michigan is trying to make gays even more illegal because it's not illegal enough. And the funny thing is, like, wow. Republican values really did so much for the country of Michigan, so much. Why not adopt some more principles? That makes sense. Let's see. Chris Weigel's gone. He's not here anymore. Oh, no, he is. He's just not on Skype. Oh, Cheryl's here now. Cheryl, the only way you're talking is if you call me on Skype. I am not wasting my fucking money calling you on that goddamn cell phone again. Anybody want to see my dirty fingernails all chopped off? Listen. Layups! Do you like my dickhead, Cheryl? Do you like my dickhead? Will it fit in your big lips? I can fuck your pro lips with my dickhead. This is the world's largest lesbian dildo. It's very sensitive here. Oh, I'll show... Don't do that. I'm going to show that fat Andy. So Andy's active aggression then is being fat. I was watching it everywhere. I went to many meetings and things. I was in public places and I would watch Andy be fat and smile. Because it is an aggressive act. So get over the fact that I didn't use your goddamn shit. That's just life. And death. See, Andy, not Andrew. Obese, not... No, morbidly obese, not fat. That should be the name of it. Okay, let's watch, shall we? You don't need to load it, miserly. I have all the fat you need right here. But he rests so much in this. So obese. You make my piece obese like Della Reese. God, is he fat, this thing. Okay, here. Let's see. Go. Can you see that? Look at it jump. Go, Andy, go. Get it. Work the thing. Own it. Own your fat. Own how fat you are. Wow. Get it going on. You sure got it going on. He is losing weight, though, but... What I really like is how the white the exposure on the camera changes for every jump because the so much light is being displaced by the black hole of Andy's wake. Do you understand what I'm saying? No, he's just resting. I'm not on pause here. I think he's dead. Whaley. I used to have a friend named Whaley. I forgot about her and how fat she was. Whaley. I think I have another Whaley in my life. Whaley. Oh, here we go. More. Boingity, boingity, boingity. Boingity, boingity, boing, 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 boing. D. No, he flops out. Flop out. It is the best vid ever, and if he'd shorten it, it could be a superstar YouTube video. We don't need to see all of his sleeping. I mean, I need to see his sleeping. But if you want to make a viral video star, you have to get it down to like 30 seconds or something, or 60 at the max. But don't worry, I can do that. I don't want to see no more laps of him. Anyway... This is very annoying. So, Andy, you had something to say? Hi, Mark. I received your comment about the country we was talking about, Ecuador and Colombia, but I'd like to chat about it. But, let's see. Where's Andy? There he is. Mark, the thing is, Mark was saying that he thinks it's unlikely that there'll be a proxy war between Colombia and Ecuador because they're old friends. And I certainly hope you're right. And I know that they've had a draft forever, but the thing is that's weird is that they've gotten extremely aggressive about the draft. Your butt smells. I don't remember what I was talking about. Let's call Andy and find out how fat he is. Who cares about the the world. Yeah, tomorrow would be good. Tomorrow would be good.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Madge. How are you, dear and honey?
I'm feeling okay. How are you?
I feel real good. I've been giggly all morning.
How much weight have you lost?
Huh? What?
How much weight have you lost?
100 pounds.
No fucking way. Seriously?
Sure.
Andy, tell the truth. I hate when you lie.
I don't know how much weight I've lost. I ain't been to the doctor. I ain't gotten on their scales. I don't know.
Well, you've been to the... You obviously haven't been to the grammar school, because your grammar is still atrocious.
Oh, won't you get laid?
You know, Andy... Well, that's another story. Andy, you know, you live in a beautiful, beautiful part of the country. It's amazing people are so fat and stupid there.
Isn't it?
Really, I mean, all your videos, your, what do you call that, area? And I don't mean you're fat. I don't mean your personal area, because that's disgusting. But the area in which you live is just beautiful. And it looks like you can see a lot of stars, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
You finna go off?
I go out, lay on the trampoline, and I look up at the stars at night.
How did you get that trampoline? Oh my God, I have something funny to play for you.
I bought it.
I'm sorry. Hold on. I found this on Lady Bunny's blog, and I hope you can hear it too, Andy. Can you hear the
simulcast? Fuck you, Chris Weagle.
Listen, Andy. Listen to the simulcast. This is important.
I don't give a shit what you're playing.
You're black.
I got a whole bunch of stuff to play for you, including Dolly Parton's audiobook.
I've already heard it.
Yeah, that's some book.
What is she writing about?
I'll tell you what. I'll play a little thing of this. This is an audiobook of hers. She's really interesting. Listen to this.
God damn, I love nigger cock.
Oh, no.
That's from her audiobook.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Andy, that's
gonna
terrible.
Make the tabloids, I think.
Listen to this.
Andy.
Kenny Rogers. Hey.
Kenny Rogers pissed in my ass. That wasn't funny. Andy, what did you have to say that was so funny?
Okay, so yesterday I went out, my hag and I, we went to see her boyfriend's band play, and we, during the middle of the day...
You left the house?
What?
You left the house?
Yes, I left the house. Can you believe that?
Girl. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Right.
So they rolled you into the cargo hold, and then what?
So during the middle of the day, during the middle of the concert, because it was an all-day concert, we decided to go to McDonald's, the hag and I. So we go into the McDonald's, and this black guy is at the register taking orders.
Racist.
He gets it wrong. He, instead of giving me a grilled club sandwich, he gives me the breaded. And I didn't ask for it, but he gave me the biggie size. And he didn't give the biggie size to my hag.
Of course he did. You're enormous.
So he must have saw me and thought, well, he's a big old girl. She'll eat the biggie size.
Duh.
But that's mean.
You're lucky he didn't give you six.
I didn't ask for it.
Well, you were going to, weren't you?
No.
You like my dildo head?
No.
Why not? You hurt my feelings. Because I'm not big enough for you. Look at this. All of a sudden now I'm circumcised. You like it?
Ha ha, you're real funny.
You're really... Well, I've called you everything I can call you, so... You're really whatever else, like... is in the thesaurus. Andy, I want to talk about when you got me laid in Bogota.
Right.
Odd story, don't you think? Do you want to talk about it, or are you still bitter?
We can talk about it.
Can we?
Yes.
Thanks for the permission. Well, what happened is, audience, I was in this little tiny bed and breakfast called Bogota. Bye, Mark. Come on tomorrow so we can talk about Colombia, please.
Bye, Mark.
I'm not calling your phone, Cheryl. Cheryl, I'm not calling your phone. I have like 6 cents left on my Skype account. You're not worth it. So if you want to be on the program, you got to call. Yeah, you can call. You can call. You can call. You can call. Oh, it's so weird. The echo got weird. You can call me on Skype.
Yeah, because your audio settings suck.
Listen, I'm doing it the way Archer Radio told me to, which is better information than what you gave me, which sucked. Listen, Andy, I got to talk about my story. I don't have Skype in, no. It's too expensive. You got to use real Skype. I'm sorry, but that's just all there is to it. I'm not spending no money on you. I am not... Yeah, let's try and make this clear for the Rilch. Whatever, you can call me Cheryl, but I am not... You may not call me in a way which costs me money. Now, you can call me on the cell phone, but the problem is then Andy won't be able to hear you, unless he can hear you through the simulcast. No, you won't be able to hear him. Who cares? You ain't all that, Cheryl. All right. Anyway, so, and I haven't heard your new program yet. I have another month. I have a month, because that's when you'll post the next one. Cheryl posted a new program, finally. Mm-hmm. Now she's getting mad. Okay. Listen. Andy, are you still there?
Yes.
Tick-tock, tick-tock. So I was at this bed and breakfast in Bogota, a very bad neighborhood as per usual, with my traveling companions, who shall remain nameless. Okay?
Okay.
And, right. So, now I started flirting with the female desk clerk because she had a huge bottom and no breasts, which is extremely sexually exciting for lesbians. So I made a lot of Google eyes under the right under the nose of my traveling companion Cotton and her mentally ill mother Miss Edie, and I thought, you know, this could go somewhere. Oh, I hear. How was that? How the fuck is that happening? Did you do that, Andy?
No shit.
Was that way? Oh, you almost screamed fat at me.
Point is just an itch. Sometimes
you know, Andy Melton is not as...
You're completely retarded.
Excuse me?
Hello?
What's the issue? What's your issue?
Hello, honey.
What's your issue? We don't need to say hello. That's an irrelevant formality.
I'm very upset with you right now for not listening to my show, Graham, because I think...
I have 3 months.
Excuse me?
I've been busy. This is the only thing playing on my iPod. I'm sorry. I can't get past it.
Why do you sound so muffled?
Because you're ugly. Where's my... I don't even know where my microphone is. Oh, here. Is this better, you stupid fucking porn?
Yes.
Let's put it here on my fat.
This thing.
This is a very fascinating
thing.
Cheryl, may I finish the story about how Andy got me laid in South America?
Yes.
Oh. So I was in Bogota, and I thought, you know, I need to figure out how to get laid from this lesbian who is the desk clerk. Being in my room, my small room with those Vienna sausages that Andy and Robert Scoble like to eat, and along with the Colombians, is not going to help me get the laid. So what I did is... why don't you fuck off 11-1492, Christopher fucking Columbus? I'll tell you how I want to be lit. Jesus Christ. I don't want you to see my fucking face. You see the fact that I didn't shave my fucking lesbian's facial hair? Now I forgot the subject. God, I hate you.
Can I sit on him?
I don't give a shit if you sit on him or if you kill him, if you stick a pipe bomb up his cunt. I don't give a shit. Listen. Uh-oh. She on a roll. She finna trampoline now. Big butt, no boobs. Thank you. So, all right.
Why is she laughing?
Because she's fat. Fat people are jolly and all they do is laugh because they're fat. Hello. Anyway, where were we? Fat. So oh, I go into... So there's one internet computer in this hotel. It's like 2 Hanukkahs a minute or whatever this currency is called. So, oh, I didn't even send my Twitter out. God damn it. Why didn't you remind me? All right, now I sent the Twittered. So, it's like this. So, did I hear a squish? Somebody's lips are loose because that wasn't much of a squish. Okay. Remind me to talk about the lip tightening machine on the Tracy Ullman show. God, is that show good, and the black lady. But we're not going to talk about that. You know, I have a flicker of me eating. You know, they love to eat pork rinds in Colombia. It's called chicharrones or something. And I have pictures of
some pork rinds.
Well, they're actually, they eat them before they're dried. So it's like they call it chicharrón. It's the actual skin of the pig. It's kind of like if somebody put a big piece of duct tape on your ass and ripped it off and then ate it. Okay. So I was at this internet computer, which is within an eye's distance from these lesbian clerk. And the lesbian clerk, you have to realize, works there in a 24-hour shift. Okay. So she's in a 24-hour shift, and I'm like, how am I going to get eaten out? This is my goal. All I want is a good eat out, which I think is probably the most hilarious expression in all of English. So I was talking to Andy Melton. I said, you know, this thing only speaks, I mean, this nice woman only speaks
Spanish.
What is
the item number for prolapse? I'm sorry, man. She wouldn't understand.
QVC?
What's the order number?
Okay. Yeah,
oh, she's making an inside joke sorry, about her man. Program.
Yes, because you wouldn't know that they would hear it.
I almost called you the N-word, Cheryl. So I was talking to this thing, and she's staring at me through the sort of window within the window. Anyway, the bottom line is, I said, Andy, what do I say? How do I say my parents? I mean, excuse me. My traveling companions are boring the hell out of me, and I need to get laid. Please come visit my room ASAP, comma, lesbian Madge Weinstein. So Andy uses this Googleator thing. What do you call that thing, Andy?
Babblefish.
He uses this thing called the Babblefish, and he translated into this perfect Spanish sentence. Andy, can you read the sentence?
Yes, hold down. I gotta find it.
I'll hold.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice. Video.
Venga, por favor, por mi sitio, esta noche, siendo no es cierto, visiva, gila, mi ajujuja, del hombre necesito el sexo tan gravemente y me jodó de la vagina pero de una buena manera.
Are you? I believe that some of those pronouns were for masculine.
Andy, can you paste it into the chat? Because that's the worst Spanish accent I ever heard in my damn life.
It's
a good thing I didn't have you say it to her. That's called blubber cunt Spanish. Venga, por favor, mi. Venga. No, let me take this out. Venga, por favor.
No, that's not it. That's not it. That's not the one. Hang on. How down.
Y voila mi agujero del hombre. Necesito el sexo tan gravemente.
Y me ador de la vagina, pero de una buena manera.
Jesus Christ. No, that wasn't the sentence that got me laid. Here's the sentence that got me laid. Me aburren. Mis padres están conduciendo loco y necesita a mi dick aspirado. It's vagina. Cunt. Why did you put dick there?
I didn't. They put it there.
In any case, I wrote this thing down because I thought I can't pronounce it. I wrote it down in my little notebook where I keep a diarrhea of my pilgrims, my travels. I ripped it out, and she comes over, and I handed it to her, and she's giving me this weird smile, like, and I'm thinking, okay, I guess I have to do something. So I give her the note, and she grabbed my vagina like this. Seriously. And then she said, bueno, mi amigo, trabajar, aquí todo y cuando él asleepo, yo vivo ustedes es tonerse y chupa. Okay? So I go upstairs and I'm like, great, how long do I have to watch? And I'm watching The Simple Life, which I've never seen in my life. And coincidentally, on The Simple Life, which is that show with Paris Hilton, they go help. They go to a fat camp and help fat black women lose weight, and they have to give them enemas. This is what I'm doing while I'm waiting to get eaten out. Did you see that one, Cheryl and Andy?
Did you just say enema?
No, I don't watch TV.
Yes. Cheryl, did you ever see The Simple Life where Paris Hilton gives enemas to fat black women with two-tone hair?
No.
You That's need good. To see it, Cheryl. Because they're like, she ain't gonna do that to me.
That's racist.
Cheryl, you know what my favorite part is of that Tracy Ullman show when they, I mean, speaking
I like
of just the part with
the woman, the TSA.
Right, but besides that, but specific, but within the airport
they
women character,
girl.
There's one thing she did in the last show which made me laugh so hard, which is, I need a demonstration. She did something that airport security clerks do that most people don't pick up on. Okay, so this is the box, right, Cheryl?
Hold
Are you
down,
with me?
Yeah.
Are you watching?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the box where you put your coins. So she goes like this. You know, that's bad. She goes like this. She taps it, because that's what they do. They tap it just a little bit to see if there's anything in there, to see if it makes a noise for change. Like, that was my favorite part. Okay. We got another.
I like how
they call it revolt on JetBlue. What?
Mutiny. We got another mutiny on JetBlue. We got to set up our triage.
That's a good show, Grim.
You like my look now, Lipsy?
Excuse me?
So anyway, so I'm watching Paris Hilton give enemas to fat black women just having arrived from the bus. They were whites too, Cheryl. I'm not totally racist. Here's Trotsky.
Oh.
He's sniffing
sure,
vaginas.
Sure.
Cheryl.
What?
So I'm watching this, and then lesbian, whose name I don't even know. Let's call her, we'll call her co-lesbian for Colombian lesbian. So co-lesbian walks in.
Oh.
And she's wearing a coat because it was cold in Colombia, and I didn't find it cold because I'm from Chicago. I said, no estoy frío, pero mi vagina estoy muy dormido y tengo que usted chupar y comer y swallow. So anyway, she ate me out and she swallowed my lesbian love juices, and I have Andy Melton to thank for it. Is that enough of the story? And then she went away and I went to bed. The next day I went to Medellin.
Really nice story. You're just such an expert at storytelling. You know, you'd think that maybe they'd pay you to do that kind of thing. You're so good.
I used to.
Excuse me.
You die. All right, what else?
What?
Your turn. You wanted to be on the program so much. What's the excitement? Should I play a clip from your show, Grim?
What?
Huh? Should I play some from your show, Grim?
Sure.
We got a whole bunch of stuff to play for you, including Dolly Parton's audio.
What is she writing?
Hold on.
I'll tell you what. I'll play a no, little honey, thing of this. This is an audio book of hers.
I'm fine.
She's really interesting. Listen to this.
Damn bitch.
God damn, I love nigger cock.
Oh, no.
That's from her audio book.
You would say you only thought it was funny.
You would.
Where do I go? Tell me, Cheryl, where in your program should I be?
Let me see here.
Oh, my God, you're stupid.
Andy.
Ask Andy. I'm just going to play something randomly. Fuck you.
Yes, what page would that item be on?
I'm looking on the website, honey. Worldwide.
Hello.
Words, you know.
Uh-huh. What are we waiting for? You ever hear of editing?
Okay. I'm not in our catalog right now.
Editing. If that's already in this, because I mean, all it says is the gown length is 50.
Okay. I mean, just building up because we don't have that information.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I guess there would be something good to include in the catalog or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, so a few people are using it, then seems kind of answering and serious.
I think maybe it requires a little bit more listening. Either that or you have to give me a time code, because I... What else do I have here? So, Cheryl, what else is new with you? And Andy, too.
Hold on, bitch.
Oh.
Let's see. Yeah.
Oh, you know, we can always send you a prepaid.
No, do 2008. I ain't doing shit.
Never am, though I have a respect for medicine and doctors. Part I underground. The author of the diary and the diary itself are, of course, imaginary. Nevertheless, it is clear that such persons as the writer of these notes not only may, but positively must, exist in our society.
My story's over, Wes Abbey.
Circumstances in the midst of which our society is formed. I have tried to expose to the view of the public more distinctly than is commonly done one of the characters of the recent
past. Waiting for Cheryl, I think.
He is one of the representatives of a generation still living.
Hold on.
Entitled Underground.
What?
Bitch. Go to 8:30, please.
Is that how much Andy weighs?
He can't sit in the wheels. It's
about one of the products, you know.
Okay, hold on. 8:30.
And, who'll do one? 1 second.
Hell doing, she said.
Sorry, my air conditioning turned on and it's kind of broken and I don't want it to turn on. Anyways, now I'm wondering for myself, you sell these things called a Uribag portable urine collector.
Yeah?
And I'm not sure which one to get, because you've got one for the male and one for the female, and I've got some medical issues. I think it's cool to prolapse. You heard of this?
No, ma'am. Is it self-explanatory on the internet?
Yes, I mean, you can Google image. It's basically where, you're into it. Well, just Google image it. You know what about that Google image? No.
What item number is that?
The prolapse? I don't think you sell prolapse.
Oh, we don't sell that. Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's not what we don't sell that. Oh, okay.
You Google it, understand, listen. We don't have the Googles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, so my question, well, so here's one of the item numbers. X1103. Why? Now, this is the...
That's the male. That's for the male. Yes, ma'am.
No, my issue is that a prolapse is kind of like, when your lady ports, they kind
Hold
of
down.
Come out...
Did you say umquai?
Umquai?
No, you said umquai, I think. Can you say it?
What?
No, say umquai the way you said umquai.
Umquai.
Okay, thank you.
Side of your body, like umquai. So it's more like a cross between a male and a female anatomy. Now, I'm not sure which one would be the best to collect my urine because of this unique condition. Now, at $40, I don't want to get both to see which one works well.
Can you hold on a minute, ma'am?
Sure.
I'm going to ask myself. Okay, hold on, please.
Okay, I'm not playing anymore because we have to encourage people to listen to the Cheryl program. That was very hilarious.
It's real good.
That is a good one.
I end up talking to her supervisor, and, you know, for another, like, 15, 20 minutes asking her all these questions about products and my prolapse, and then, you know...
But she wanted to know the item number for your prolapse.
What item number is that? Oh, we don't sell prolapse yet, okay. I really wanted her to
just
Google
image
said
it. Prolapse. Six, six, six layups. What's layups? That?
The what?
No, there's a lag because of the way I'm recording this, and I missed the last thing you said that was hilarious.
Which part? Why?
The part where you're ugly and stupid.
Well, I wanted her to Google image because I thought that she had really enjoy seeing just what a prolapse looks like. You know?
Okay, I have to pee. I got to piss the old giner. You can watch Trotsky. I can't hear you, but you can hear me for just a second. Hold on, I had to take my... Ouch! Ouch! God damn it. Hold on, I'm going to pee. Now, this is an unusual toilet, and it sounds like I'm peeing like a man, but it's just wrong. There we go. Oh, it's clear pee-pee. I think I drank too much water yesterday. Okay. I'm peeing sitting down like usual, but it's a weird toilet. It has a long way to go. It's kind of like what Andy has in his backyard, one of them their own house septic tank things. Only without as much weight-bearing capabilities. Hold on. Flushed. Very quiet flush, though. This is some irony for you all. I hope my vagina lasts a little longer this way. Not having to wipe it. Hello. Hold on. Let me put on... Hello? Did you hear me peeing my vagina? What's that noise?
Tevye.
Come
on, lay up with me. Lay up with me. You gotta take this to your doctor,
what is this?
Okay? You love baby.
Okay. Go down.
Who's playing this?
This is my way of helping the uninsured. I diagnosed a pregnancy and ruptured a organ last week. I seen so, lies in a field. You know, it feels good. You're the Mormon shuttle. Okay, everybody. Jules, our hearts away. Our hearts away.
Fifty-one capital cities.
Hello.
DVD.
Prolapse. How long have I been recording?
Are we done?
I hope so. You know what? I think so. It's 46 minutes. I want to talk to Chris Weigel real quick, though. Is he still there?
Yeah, because
Chris,
I'm wasting money on Cheryl.
I'm not going to shit in the bed.
Why are you guys all so fucking stupid? I have Skype out and Skype in and you got the unlimited for like $10 and whatnot. Sure.
Right.
Hello? Hello?
Sure. Hello?
What? When? Where? What?
Can you hear me?
Sure.
Where's Andy? Eating. All right.
He's still Chris, there.
Chris Weigel. I don't see him. I guess he's not available. Even though he's... Hold on. Warning, all calls, checks, and file transfers will be closed. Hopefully tomorrow we'll have bicycle mark on. We can talk about the equator and not prolapse. Meanwhile, you are encouraged to check out AndyNotAndrew.net, where you can see how Fatty is jumping like a giant back bacon corral or something. What do you call that thing when it's a big, like a big crate full of steak, only it's fat? You know what I'm talking about. Cheryl? Okay, but anyway, so Andy, not Andrew, and then, of course, you can hear the rest of that prolapse phone call at whorehell.org. Why are you whistling while I'm promoting this?
Baby.
Hold on a second. Listen, I don't want the silver nano. I got this one. And listen to me, Okey shit kicker. Trust me, I did not want to have to buy that, but I had to have something. I had to have something to play my shows, and two iPods broke the week before I left. Trust me, I am at the wrong time to spend money, so don't fuck with me. But that reminds me, though, I wanted to make a statement, and I'm going to end with this because it's going to make people upset. So I'm going to be truthful. And Cheryl is ugly. But, well, that's not really going to make people upset because it's a known fact. So.
Anti-theory is not going to do any problems anymore. Oh, no, I'm so upset.
Anyway, why does a human dog want me to shit in the bed? Anyway, I think gas prices being high are an excellent thing, and I think food prices being high are an excellent thing, and I'm serious. I think it's the only way that we're going to be able to fix global warming. However, it is extremely unfortunate that the way this is accomplished is by making huge oil companies who kill people richer. But in the long run, we have to weigh.
What does that have to do with anti-gamer having a disease and not being able to podcast anymore?
Okay, I'm done with you and Andy. Bye, and thank you, and shut the Christ up. All right, so anyway, lastly, what I wanted to finish say is, where's my program? Shit, did I stop the program too? Hold on. Oh, no, I'm still on this thing. What I wanted to say is, Vera does not have foot and mouth disease. Oh, God, I'm schwitzing. I think it's a good idea to have... I took the headphones out. High gas prices because it's the only way Americans are going to stop consumption. Now, Miami has always had horrible traffic. Now, it's not so bad. People are carpooling. I was talking to somebody who owns a air conditioning service, of all things. He says his employees are starting to carpool. How else, tell me, audience, how else are we going to curb consumption without making prices ridiculously high? And sure, poor people are going to be more affected than the rich. But you know what? Who cares? All right, well, that's all. I'm a Republican now. Bye.